125 Light. Corey Donnelly is the man who's on the charge. Getting away from pole position. John Wells starting out at position number two. Slots into second. Good dive bomb there by Josh Hemphill to move himself up into fourth position. Behind it now the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor. So as the complete lap number one, it's Donnelly, Wells, Chancellor, Hemphill, Venables. Then it's back to Masingas and Muramore. So Albury's CRG, M&M Donnelly, number 61. Corey Donnelly Cart leading the way. Wells just getting out of shape, taking a lot of ripple strip through the dip that time. Wells looking like with a second place finish here, he will be the club champion in Tag 125 Light. As that battle will come to a conclusion today, Lachlan Chancellor was in the battle for the club championship, but just a bit too far back. Josh Hemphill, though, who now tries to make the pass on Chancellor. And Hemphill, in the 17 cart, completes that pass to move to third. He was just 19 points behind in the club championship coming into this final race of the year. So Hemphill, who finished with 2 second place finishes and a third in the heats, and then a fifth place finish after dramas off the start in the pre-final, he's now running in third position. And the points battle for the club championship, well, could still be interestingly poised. Every race counts in the club championship. It's just not the overall positions on each race meeting. So with Josh Hemphill having a significantly better start to the weekend than John Wells, it could in fact be a very close count when we get to the presentation night next Saturday here at the Canberra Kart Racing Clubhouse. Don't forget, you can see Michelle on the grid today. Give her your name if you want to come along to the Canberra Kart Racing Club Christmas celebrations and presentation night next Saturday from 4 p.m. till late here at the Canberra Kart Racing Clubhouse. So get along. It should be a fantastic night. So Corey Donnelly through the S's as your race leader. He has almost a second advantage over John Wells, who's got Josh Hemphill in the 17, three cart lengths behind him. Then it's back to Lachlan Chancellor, Alex Venables, George Masingas, and Leon Muramore. Muramore looking to try and put the pressure on Masingas. Masingas had a DNF in the pre-final and had a frustrating day yesterday with a 7th, 5th and then a DNF in heat number 3. He's trying now to get himself into a position where he can battle for 5th position, but he's got a bit of ground to make up. Certainly Leon Muramore from Bathurst in the FA kart, the OTK Racing Stone Sports entry, putting the pressure on Masingas, who is a member of the Sydney Kart Racing Club, running in that CRG. As Corey Donnelly leads the way from John Wells, Josh Hemphill sets the fastest lap of the race as he is right on the back of John Wells now. A 32.285, the fastest lap of this final. As Josh Hemphill trying to grab second position and some more valuable points in the club championship as he is endeavouring to take out the Tag 125 Light category. We'll see how that goes as this race continues on. Corey Donnelly is your race leader. So Donnelly, although the Aubrey driver, is in New South Wales. He's actually a member of the Victorian Karting Association. And Donnelly leading the way here in the M&M Donnelly Kart. He's out to a 1.1 second lead. Wells running in second position with Hemphill right on his back bumper, but just can't find a way of getting through. Now he makes the dive bomb and they touch! So the big dive into the S's. Wells didn't give him any room whatsoever, but it was up to Hemphill, who had outbraked himself really to make sure he could make the pass cleanly. And they both came off the track. Wells was able to go through to the right-hand side of the safety barrier. Hemphill had to go to the left. It was Wells in second position. It was Hemphill trying to make the move up the inside of Wells. And they have remained in their same positions. But Hemphill now with some work to do to try and catch back up to the 69. So no change in position after that contact. Corey Donnelly, though, gets himself a slightly larger lead. And Lachlan Chancellor is able to close up a little bit on that third place battle. He's got Alex Venables right behind him. So Venables now through the S's. And Venables is looking like he's making a bit of a charge up onto the back of the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor. Corey Donnelly leads the way. Wells now being caught again by Josh Hemphill. Will Hemphill try as ambitious a move going down into the S's again? We'll see. Wells and Hemphill nose to tail through the S's. Now Wells looks a bit squirrely through the S's this time. Hemphill got a good run. Coming out of this final turn, he should have some momentum at the end of the straight. He has to check up through the kink and into the pit turn now. And Wells holding the position. Hemphill just trying to put his kart into a different position. Get the noise somewhere else. As Wells puts a wheel off into the dirt, coming off the top turn. So Hemphill will have the momentum coming down through the dip once again. But Wells has got his kart protecting that line. And Hemphill unable to make a move into the heavy braking zone, into the S's. Race leader is still Corey Donnelly. John Wells runs in second. Hemphill in third. Chancellor, Venables, Mathingas and Murmore has dropped right off the pace here late in the race. The battle is still for second position as Donnelly continues to lead. His lead extends now to 2.3 seconds. This time Hemphill does the dive in again and Wells off the circuit again, as there's certainly a great battle going on here. Now Wells, I think, is signalling to Hemphill to go past, and Chancellor is back up onto Hemphill. So Wells knows that he has to let Hemphill go past, but will Chancellor try to go past as well? And Chancellor has got past Hemphill. So Chancellor and Hemphill are mixing it up. Wells is trying to give the spot back to Hemphill. And Chancellor goes up the inside of Wells. They almost touch. Wells is off the circuit again, along with Chancellor. The white flag is out. It stacks on the mill further back as Wells is still trying to give his position back to Josh Hemphill, but Lachlan Chancellor has gone up the inside and now splits the two. As Corey Donnelly leads the way, it's Corey Donnelly to take the Canberra Cup in tag 125 light. A fantastic drive by Donnelly. Corey Donnelly takes the victory. John Wells home in second. Chancellor in third. Hemphill in fourth. Then it's Venables in fifth. Mathingas in sixth place. And Murrumore in seventh. Well, it's going to be an interesting Ingrid conversation, you would think, with certainly plenty of contact in this final of the Tag 125 Lights. So plenty to be after this one here in Tag 125 Light. Corey Donnelly, though, he takes the first victory in the Canberra Cup of 2015. The Restricteds, Lights and Heavies head out onto the circuit. Royce Gay in the 78 will start from the pole in the Fishwick Head Services Esprit. James Fife in the 5 in the Pro Bolt OK1 cart from the Gippsland, the Gippsland Car Club. Starts out of position number 2. Trent Ether from Canberra in the Gunning Service Centre 68. Starts out of 3. Scott Prosser, the first of the heavies in the Praga cart. Starts out of position number 4. Eric Reeves in the stable karting Arrow starts out of position 5. That's kart 66. Now, Dion Pangolis in the 53 had a bit of drama there in the pre-final. Dropped back to 6th position in the Pro Pamphlets Canberra Arrow. And we'll see if he can progress forward at all, starting out of 6th place. Jamie Blewett in the 7 starts out of position number 7. Brad Parker in the 12 had a great battle with the 47 of Josh Wild in the pre-final. The 9 of Adam Martin, the 60s Matthew Donnelly, the 65 Scott Dalton Kirby, Philip Bowen in the 32, David Haviv in the 82, and Shane Holborough had dramas in the pre-final. And I don't know if he's out there in the 63 cart. So the Restricted, Lights and Heavies here for their final. In good formation, expecting a start, probably not next time by, but they are actually formed up well enough that we could have a start next time by. Gay and Fife on the front row. Side by side, they look good. Formation the first few rows. We'll go racing, and it's Fife on the outside going into the kink. He'll have the lead through the pit turn for the first time. They're all through cleanly. 3 wide further back in the pack, though, as they try to sort themselves out. And Fife is your race leader. Fife in the 5 cart had a second place finish in the pre-final. To Royce Gay. Gay in the end had a fairly handy lead at the end of that pre-final because of all the shenanigans going on further back. But at the end of lap number 1, it's Fife Gay. Prosser, the first of the heavies. Pangolis has made a good move up through the field. He's got 2 spots already in the 53 car. Trent Ether is in 5th. Reeves is in 6th. Parker is in 7th in the 12. Wild's in the 47. Then it's Martin, Donnelly, Dalton Kirby, Bowen. Blewett was the big loser off the start. He's dropped back to 13th place. And then Haviv in the 82 rounds out the field. So as the leader, Fife, comes across the start-finish line. Fife leading from Gay in the 78 cart. Then it's back to the 98 of Prosser. Prosser doing a great job as a heavy up against in amongst the lights on the racetrack. Pangolis still back there in 4th position. Then it's Ether, Reeves, Parker, Wild, Donnelly getting past Martin on that last lap. We've got a spinner at the top of the circuit. He flicks it round and the nose cone is off the top of the circuit. So I can't see where the nose cone was lost. But no, definitely there's the 47 is Wild. So Josh Wild is the cart that is having a drama. Now the 7 cart is the cart of Jamie Blewett. And there's some radio traffic that he's the cart missing a nose cone. So we'll have to check. He's down the back of the field. And he's coming into the dip now. So that's the 7 of Jamie Blewett there. You can see the nose cone missing. It's a mandatory requirement that the nose cone remains on the cart, so he will get the black flag with a orange circle, and that will be the that will mean he will have to pull into the pit lane. Now, we can't see where the nose cone is on the circuit, so we don't know if the track needs to have an amber at any point. No one certainly hit it at the moment. So, big dive bomb there by the 32 of Philip Boulan on Martin, and he will take that spot. So Martin drops back now to 10th position. Fife leading the way. Royce Gay in the 78, fastest card on the circuit at the moment, with a 33.742. He's half a second behind the leader in James Fife in the Pro Bolt number 5. Gay in the Fishwick Head Services Kart 78. The Esprit running in second position. Behind him is Prosser in the 98. Pangolis is in the 53. Then it's Trent Ether, Eric Reeves, Donnelly, Parker, Bowen, Martin, Dalton Kirby, Haviv and Wild rounding out the runners. Haviv and Wild nose to tail through the pit turn now. Wild will be in a hurry, and Haviv in fact just moving over, knowing that he was being caught by a much quicker cart, and he's allowed Wild through. So your leader is still 0.6 of a second ahead. Fife in the 5 is the leader. 78, Royce Gay running in second. Both carts running in the 33.9, so similar lap times at the moment. Gay has got the fastest lap of the race. On lap number 3, he's set that time, and it was a tenth of a second quicker than Royce Gay. James Fife. So the battle continues for, must be about 8th, 9th, 10th and 11th places. It's Parker, Bowen, Martin and Dalton Kirby, the four carts that have been mixing it up right throughout this run. Parker's got the advantage at the moment. Bowen, so blue on one as the leader comes across the start-finish line. He's right on the back bumper now of David Haviv. And Haviv once again moving well out of the way. Now Haviv has got second place man Gay. So, a couple of carts off. That's in the battle. We got carts limping around off 0.5, and the 32 of Bowen is in the kiddie litter. And he's pulling his cart to safety now. So the 17 going a lap down. That's the 12 of Brad Parker going a lap down now to the leaders. So a real advantage for the leader, James Fife, out to a 1.2 seconds. Third place is still Prosser. He is actually running 30 kilos heavier than the carts in front of him and a number of the carts behind him as well. Now, flag point one has got a number of carts going past. As the leaders now, five. Is the leader still in cart number 5. The 78 is Guy. Then it's back to Prosser in third place. Then it's Pangolis. Ether is the next cart through with Reeves, Donnelly, Dalton Kirby. Further back there to Martin. Then Wild is the final cart on the leader's lap. So the leader working his way onto the back straight, making the run down the back straight now. James Fife is your race leader in cart number 5 from Gippsland. The OK1 Pro Bolt sponsored cart out in front by 1.9 seconds over Royce Gay in the Fishwick Head Services Esprit. Scott Prosser back there in the 98, running in third place, doing a great job with Trent Ether and Eric Reeves in the 66, rounding out the top six cards. So Fife coming down on the back of Wild now. Wild, who has shown good speed but got involved in the shenanigans down into the S's with Philip Boulan. So as the leader works their way around the top of the circuit, when as the five of Fife leading the way, Fife now still opening up his lead to a 2.2 seconds advantage. Royce Gay running in second, still has to get past Wild as we have just three laps remaining. So Fife, Gay 1.8 seconds behind him. Then it's Scott Prosser in the 98. Pangolis running in fourth position. He's third in class, but fourth overall now. Oh, the 82 just balking the nine card of Martin that time going into the S's. And that will give Dalton Kirby the opportunity now to try and close in on him. Oh, contact up at the top of the circuit. Two carts locked together. Just can't quite make out if that's Pangolis and Ether. I think it could be. So we'll see the numbers of the crew. It is the 68 of Trent Ether and the 53 of Dion Pangolis. So Pangolis now dropping back down to about seventh position. Ether is on six, in sixth position, giving Reeves fourth place. That means he'll be third in class with Matthew Donnelly in the 60P. He is one of the other heavies. No, he is. Yes, he is. So we've got two heavies in the top five in this final for restricted. 1-2-5, light and heavy. The white flag is out, and James Fife heads through the S's for the final time as James Fife comes to the checkered flag and takes the win. Royce Gay in the 78 will come home in second. The first of the heavies is the 98 of Scott Prosser, and he comes across the checkered flag now to take the restricted heavy final, the class win indeed. Eric Reeves, sixth play of 66, goes across the line in fourth place overall. He'll finish third in class with Matthew Donnelly, the second of the heavies, running fifth outright. Trent Ether in sixth. Then it's Dion Pangolis. Adam Martin a lap down along with Dalton Kirby. In fact, they're all on the leader's lap with Josh Wild, Brad Parker and David, one lap down. David Haviv, two laps off the lead. An interesting restricted light and heavy final. Tag 125 heavy is up next. About ready for a start here. Isrin in the 33. Well, the 13, unfortunately, bogging down there, Matthew Phelan. So he's given away quite an advantage to the pack. But Jack Isrin, the fastest qualifier and four wins from four previous races, decided to start out of position two on the grid, and he has missed the start here, which has allowed Westcombe Casey to get the jump along with Ryan Galvin. So Westcombe Casey leading the way. Westcombe Casey has had a sixth place finish in heat number one, then second place finishes in the other two heats and the pre-final today. Isrin, of course, in the Worth Australia sponsored CRG, runs in third place. Ahead of him is the 14, the upfront karting arrow of Ryan Galvin from Grenfell. And Isrin just trying to make a move heading towards the S's that time, and had to check up on the brakes, got a bit squirrely there, as he is now in a position he hasn't been in before this weekend, behind some traffic. And although he's had great speed, he's got some work to do here in this Clubman Heavy final. So it's Jack Wescombe Casey leading the way. The Canberra driver been doing some work over the last 12 months with a number of different events and doing some work with some other drivers as well, getting some driver coaching. And it's really starting to work for him. Isrin to the inside of Galvin. And Isrin will take the spot. No, Galvin comes back off the top turn. And Galvin not done yet. He holds on. No, he doesn't. He gets passed by Isrin. So it was side by side down the back straight that time. I thought Galvin was going to hang on through the dip. But Isrin has been able to take that spot. So Jack Wescombe Casey in the arrow. Cart number 88 leading the way. From Jackie Isrin in the 33, Galvin in the 14. Then it's back to the Yamaha battle, which is Schultz, Doran and Phelan. So Phelan, who missed the start quite badly there, is now trying to close ground on the other two that are ahead. 72, Gary Schultz from Wagga in the CRG card. Then it's Lawrence Doran in the Hertz, Bridgestone, Wagga, Arrow, number 71. And they are having a great battle here as they come back onto the start-finish straight. Doran looks like he's got some momentum, but just can't quite find the way through the traffic as he dives up on the outside of the circuit. Doran running a very wide line through the top turns. Now setting up for a run down the hill towards the dip, but Schultz has his measure for the moment. At the front of the field, Wescombe Casey being caught now by Jackie Isrin. Isrin with the fastest lap of the race, a 33.272. Wescombe Casey's best lap, a 33.537. So as they head through the S's, Wescombe Casey continues to lead, but Isrin is right on his back bumper. So the battle is at the front of the field now. Isrin just holding his line, just staying right on the back bumper of Wescombe Casey. Casey was looking over his shoulder, looked over to the left, but Isrin had positioned his cart to the right. You've got to be careful when you are looking backwards because it does tend to slow you down. So Wescombe Casey just needs to keep eyes forward, drive his line. And Isrin will have to find a way to get by if he's got the pace to do it. But Wescombe Casey can't be worrying about the cart that is behind him now. Isrin, a well-experienced campaigner throughout the state. In good position as he comes through the dip and towards the S's. Wescombe Casey through the right hand of the cart just looks like it's skipping a little bit. Doesn't seem to affect his performance at all. As Isrin again closes up through the pit turns. But Wescombe Casey looks like he's got the speed to cover him along the back straight. The times have regulated now. They're both running in the 33.6s. A 33.660 for Wescombe Casey. A 33.666 for Isrin. Isrin now gets himself into a position of challenge going into the S's. Got the inside line, but Wescombe Casey had the momentum and just hung tough and stayed in that front spot. The 88 is Jack Wescombe Casey. The 33 is Jackie Isrin. Ryan Galvin is in the 14, running in third, just dropping off the pace now of the front two. Now, the next interesting part of this battle at the front of the field will be the speed they're catching the Yamahas. And if Isrin now again diving in, but Wescombe Casey holding his line, and he has the advantage on the left-hander, and he will use that advantage to maintain the lead. Isrin looking like he's getting in a bit of a hurry. He wants to be in front by the time you catch the back markers. You just get that feeling that he too sees the back markers as playing a critical role in the outcome of this final here in Clubman Heavy. They head down the back straight once again. Westcombe Casey, he just wants to keep running his line. He does a good job that time. Isrin, not close enough to challenge. As the blue lights start to alert the drivers, it'll be Matthew Phelan, the first cart, who will go a lap down. Westcombe Casey gets a good run here. Phelan works over his shoulder, knows there's two carts he's got to let through. And now lets them both through. Isrin coming off the top turn, looking to make a move towards the dip. They're side by side through the dip. Isrin makes the move. A great move going down through the dip. And Isrin will take the lead. Jack Isrin got a great run off the top turn that time and was able to utilize the momentum to go side by side down into the dip. And Westcombe Casey had no way of getting that spot back. So through the top turns, once again, they both get past Gary Schultz. It will be Doran in the Hertz Bridgestone Wagga cart that will be running the next cart to go a lap down. Isrin gets a bit balked coming out of the final turn. Westcombe Casey wants to get through before the pit turn. He does so and keeps this battle alive. But what a move by Jackie Isrin. You don't see too many side-by-side moves going in through the dip. But that time it came off beautifully. And Isrin now restores his lead. Isrin won all three heats yesterday. Pre-final this morning. And after missing the start, dropping back to third, he has worked his way back to the front of the field. The Worth Australia CRG, cart number 33 of Jackie Isrin, out in front and just able to skip away. He's got a 0.6 of a second advantage over Jack Westcombe Casey in the 88. So Jack Westcombe Casey in second. Now will he be able to focus in and put some good laps together? Blue light on one for Ryan Galvin. He's getting up onto the back of Lawrence Doran now. He gets through as they head up the back straight. Galvin now through in third position and has some clean track ahead of him, as does the leader, Jackie Isrin. His fastest lap of the race set on lap 6, a 33.272. Westcombe Casey with a 33.537. As the white flag is out, the gap across the line has opened up to 1 second exactly. Isrin with a fantastic weekend. So far in two classes, we've had drivers sweep the weekend. Corey Donnelly did it in the tag lights. And in Clubman Heavy, Jackie Isrin will come through the final turn and take the Canberra Cup in Clubman Heavy. Isrin takes the win from Westcombe Casey. Galvin will come home in third. Doran will win the Battle of the Yamaha. Phelan in the 13 ahead of an ailing Gary Schultz at the end of the race. So Clubman Heavy in a interesting battle there for the Canberra Cup. Up next, Tag 125 Heavy. As the Tag 125 Heavies head out onto the circuit, Andrew Hemphill will start on the pole in the 32 cart. He won the shootout yesterday in the Tag 125s after Tarnitha had set the provisional pole position. Greg Williams in the 15 starts out of position number 2. Paul McCabe's in the 82. He starts out of position number 3 with Lance Horn in the 49. Michael Hogan in the 6. Barry Laver in the 7. Warren Hall in the 33. James Ordish in the 17. Glenn Bullman's in the 31. Brendan Martin is in the 14. And Tarn Ether, with a brand new engine on, starts out of position number 11. So it's going to be a tough road for Tarn Ether to hoe here. Of course, let's not forget the club championship is being decided this weekend. They're in good formation. Hemphill on the pole. Outside of the front row is Greg Williams. They're away and racing. Williams put his hand in the air. So Hemphill obviously was able to get the better of the start. Williams there in second. He's got plenty of pressure being applied to him by Hogan. So Hogan back there trying to work his way forward as well. Runs in third. They work their way through the dip and towards the S's for the first time. It's Hemphill leading from Williams. Hogan's dropped a spot to McCabe. Then it's back to Laver in sixth position. Barry Laver, who had dramas in qualifying, had to start out of position 11 for the three heat races. Got himself into fifth position for the start, and he is now, in fact, he got himself into sixth position in the start, and he's now fifth position in this final. I know the Hydro Industries cart and driver all having a great weekend. He was telling me earlier he's really enjoyed having to race from the back every race. And, well, he's had a few bangs and crashes along the way, so it hasn't been a clean sailing. But at the moment, he runs in fifth place, trying to find a way to the podium. As he looks up the inside now of Michael Hogan in the 6, Laver and Hogan coming off the top turns. And it's Tag 125 Heavy. Of course, brought to you by Remo Racing this weekend. The Tag 125 Heavy class, as they work their way up the back straight. Laver just dropping away from Hogan now. As, oh no, he doesn't. He closes in. So he's last of the late breakers right at that top turn. That's where he's making most of his ground. But can he get past Hogan? That'll be an interesting question we'll watch develop throughout the race. Again, closes ground into the S's. He's got a good run this time, coming off the final turn, setting up the back, up the front straight. Just not close enough to challenge going into the pit turn. So race leader is still Andrew Hemphill. As Hemphill, Williams, McCabe. Then it's Hogan, Laver. They're still battling for position. Another good battle right behind them. Lance Horn and Tarn Ether, who's come off position 11, and he's now up to position 7. So Tarn Ether with a big charge here, trying to find his way to the podium. He's got 13 laps to try and get at least another 4 positions. 1 cart off the circuit. I think that would be Barry Laver, wouldn't it? In the 7 cart. So Laver. Oh, and he gets hit as he was trying to pick up speed again with Warren Hall. So Laver getting pummeled from pillar to post there. And that now sees Hemphill, Williams, McCabe. Hogan's got some free track ahead of him now. Lance Horn, Ether, then it's back to Bullman, Martin. Ordish is back down in ninth position, and Hall in the 10, passing Laver, who was just trying to get back up to speed after having his incident. So as the leaders come across to complete 7 laps. Hemphill leads by 1.2 seconds. He's also got the fastest lap of the race, a 33.29. Williams, and then we've got a cart slow. So James Ordish having a horrid end to the weekend, and James Ordish now, after dramas on Friday, on Saturday in Heat 3, he gets out of his cart now, and Ordish will pull his cart from the circuit, and unfortunately, he'll take no further part in this final. So James Ordish in the Canberra Kart Shed Esprit, just trying to clear his kart from the circuit. As Laver up the inside of Hall. Now that would have been under yellow, wouldn't it? Yes. Laver making the pass under yellow, so the officials will have a look at that. Hemphill, Williams, McCabe, Hogan, Horn, Ether now in sixth position. Then it's back to Bullman, Martin, Laver and Hall. The cart's still out on the circuit. So as the... Hemphill with a 33.9. So Williams with a 33.4 is running in second position and just starting to eat edge into the lead that Hemphill had established. So the battle at the front could be on again here before the end of this race. Hemphill, who won Heat 1, had a second and a third in Heat 2 and 3. He won the pre-final and now leads here in the final from Greg Williams. Williams had a costly DNF in Heat number 1. He came off the circuit up in the top turns there and was unable to proceed when I think he threw a chain on that occasion. Now, Tarn Ether has got past Michael Hogan and is up into fourth position. So Tarn Ether, who started last in position 11, now up to fourth and is going to try and bridge the gap between himself and Paul McCabe, which is something like 2.8 seconds. Ether's lap times are about 3/4 of a second faster than Paul McCabe. So with 6 laps still remaining, the Thea McGrath Photography Esprit, cart number 82 of Paul McCabe, could be coming under fire here, and Ether looking to get himself onto the podium. So Tarn Ether in the 37 cart with a remarkable drive from the back of the field. Tarn Ether, a DNF in Heat 1. 2 wins followed that up. Then a DNF in the pre-final. Saw him right at the back of the field at the start of this race. Hemphill completes 13 laps. 5 laps remain. Then it's back to Greg Williams. McCabe is next with Ether behind him. Ether, 2.4 seconds in the Gunning Service Centre cart behind Paul McCabe. So McCabe, who is 7 seconds off the lead, working his way through the dip and into the S's. Williams, then McCabe, Ether. Has he got the speed to close in? He was only 0.1 of a second faster than McCabe on that last lap. Andrew Hemphill, still the fastest kart on the circuit, a 33.8 last lap. And Greg Williams, a 33.9. As the race leader works his way up the pit straight. The leader trying to put Warren Hall 1 lap down. The leader right on the back of Warren Hall through the dip. Now Hall, just didn't let the leader through there. So through the S's, he's had the blue lights for a while now. He should know the leader's trying to pass him. And just cut across the front of him then. So Well, some interesting driving, to say the least, from Warren Hall in the 33 car. Greg Williams, 2.8 seconds behind, so it's not as if it has impacted the battle for the lead. McCabe runs in third. The gap between McCabe and Ethan now down to 1.8 seconds. But only two laps. In fact, it'll be one lap left next time by the start-finish line for your race leader, Andrew Hemphill. So Andrew Hemphill, white flag is out, and he starts his final circuit. Williams gets past Hall, and then it's McCabe. Ether is pushing hard to try and get himself on the podium. The gap now down to 1.5 seconds, but it is not going to be able to close that gap up enough, you would think. Andrew Hemphill leading the way through the S's for the final time. Kart 32 heads towards the checkered flag, and Hemphill takes the win. Williams comes home in second. McCabe, in the end, the gap is not going to be much between McCabe and Ether. It is 0.5 of a second, so two kart lengths, the difference between third and fourth places. Then it was Michael Hogan, Lance Horn, Brendan Martin, Glenn Bullman, Barry Laver will be the final kart on the leader's lap, with Warren Hall one lap down. James Ordish in the 17, unfortunately out of the race in the 17 kart. And that was disappointing after six laps to see him out of the race. Junior National is up next here in the Canberra Cup of 2015. All right, we're getting set now for Junior National. Light and heavy off the pole will be Thomas Sargent. And whilst he's had four wins, they have not been four easy wins at all. Sean Civitieri, who's had four second-place finishes, has been absolutely on his back bumper right throughout the racing today. Cody Bircher will start out of position number three with Cameron Ward out of four. Jessica Morris starts out of five with Rowan Fripp out of position six. Out of position seven is Theodore Levains. Then out of position eight is Taylor Harness in the 48, first of the heavy runners. Jaden Balding in the 16 has been quick, but just hasn't been able to stay in front of Harness on too many occasions this weekend. Taylor Chancellor in the 21 has been having a very solid run. And it's Kristen Leslie and Elias Tapparis making up the field here in this final for Junior National. They're in good formation, looking for a start this time by. It's Sargent and Civitieri. Sargent and Civitieri, we've got one off at the start. That is the 17 cut of Leslie that got off the start there. And it's a good jump from the, probably the preferred line of Civitieri, but Sargent immediately up the inside, going through the top turns, will take the lead. Civitieri trying to make it side by side through the dip, but just not quite fast enough to do so now. Temperatures getting up here in this final of the Junior Nationals as the sun is shining over the track, and it's probably the warmest we've seen it all day today. The race leader is Thomas Sargent. Civitieri in second place. Then it's back to Bircher, Ward, Fripp, Morris, Harness, Balding, the two battling it out in the heavies title. Then it's Levains, Chancellor, Tapparis, Greentree and Leslie at the back of the field. So the Tegra Esprit of Thomas Sargent leading here as he heads through the S's once again. Sean Civitieri in the Tony Kart number 33, working his way up the through the pit turn now. Cody Bircher, then it's Cameron Ward. Civitieri fastest with a 35.356. Sargent 35.497. As the leader heads down into the S's. Sargent with a 0.2 of a second gap. Sargent in the 47, leading the well. Shivateri again with a solid performance here, but just not able to close up the gap at the moment. Cody Bircher in the 36, then Cameron Ward in the 56. They're nose to tail now, battling for third. Here comes Ward up the inside of Bircher. He makes a nice clean pass. In through the S's now. Bircher looking to try and get that spot back as the 36 cut all over the back of the 56 as they come through the pit turn. Up the pit straight once again, and it is Ward leading Bircher in the battle for third. Ward with a good move that last time by, but Bircher trying to make a move through the dip, and Bircher will take the spot back. So Bircher back up into third position. Shibateri has closed back in on Sargent now, as Sargent had a 0.3 of a second gap last time by. The gap 0.152 now as they head up the back straight. Around the top of the circuit and towards this big downhill run. Sargent leading Shibateri through the dip, up over the rise and into the S's. Sargent with a little bit of an advantage, cut off the circuit at the top of the track, losing a bit of ground now, is the 52 of Greentree. It's the 93 of Taparis, the Pete Plater, who just had a moment at the top of the circuit. So as the leader heads down the back straight, it's still Sargent leading Shibateri. Sargent in the Tegra cart, working his way through. The cart looks a lot more stable in this final than it has done throughout the rest of the weekend. So I know that they've been working feverishly on that cart, trying to get it to handle better. And interestingly enough, although it hasn't been the perfect handling cart, Thomas Sargent has been able to keep it in front of Shibateri. And Shibateri, who has regularly set the fastest laps of the race, he again has done so in this final with a 35.2 second lap to Sargent's 35.265. So 0.06 of a second, the difference in speed. But unfortunately, Sean Shibateri can't find a way past the Grenfell driver in the 47. Oh, now a good move off the top turns. And Shibateri on the entry was able to get past Sargent, but unfortunately he couldn't hold that spot as he ran wide on the exit, and Sargent was ready there to do the crossover and take the spot back. Bircher still runs in third. Fourth place is Ward. Fripp is still ahead of Morris as they come to the start-finish line. Again, Shibateri looking to set up in the top turns. Although down here at the grandstand, it looks like that's just one big continuous sweeper. And I can assure you that it is three completely separate corners with a short little straight in between, similar to what you'd see at the bottom of the circuit, but it's just a little bit more flowing than the bottom of the circuit, which allows for these passes with the cutbacks. And we always see a lot of good passing manoeuvres around the top part of the track. Again, Shibateri, this time he makes the move coming off the top turn. They're side by side down the back straight. Sargent and Shibateri side by side through the dip, and Sargent will take the spot back. Sargent and Shibateri having a great battle at the front of the field. Sargent in the 47, Tegra sponsored Esprit. Shibateri in the Tony cart, number 33. Then it's back to Bircher in the 36, Ward in the 56, Fripp in the 70, Then it's Morris, Taylor Harness leading the heavies battle. Levain's, Balding, Chancellor, Leslie, Taparis and Greentree rounding out the running order here with just four laps remaining. So Shibateri lost a little bit of momentum that last time as Sargent and Shibateri continue on their battle. Birch has got a bit of breathing room now on Ward. Fripp and Morris, well, they have been nose to tail for the majority of this race. And Fripp and Morris doing a good job there, battling it out for fifth and sixth place. Shibateri goes deep into the S's, and unfortunately ran very wide, lost all his momentum, and Sargent now will retake the lead. So Shibateri did a great job getting down deep into the first right-hander of the S's, but himself so wide that he had to kill so much speed to make the left-hander. Sargent just drove back around the outside of him through that left-hander and now has got the biggest buffer he's had in the race of 0.6 of a second. So Sargent through the S's this time, coming up on the back marker of Jake Greentree. Now, with one lap to go, I don't think they'll catch Greentree. So a good sign from Jake Greentree, who got lapped on most of races throughout this weekend. If he doesn't go a lap down, that would show some real progress here in his development as a driver. It's going to be interesting to see if he does go a lap down. Hopefully he doesn't. But we've got a real battle at the front of the field. And in fact, he is going to go a lap down. They're going to catch him right at the S's. So Sargent now has to pick his line. He dives up the inside through the final turn. He'll hold on to take the win. The Canberra Cup goes to Grenfell in the Junior National Lights. And it is Thomas Sargent who takes the victory. Shibateri back there in second. Bircher in third. Ward in fourth. Fripp holds off Morris in the heavies. It's another Grenfell victory as the Mad Harry Steel 48 takes out the heavies battle, seventh overall. Then it's Levain's, Balding, back then to Chancellor, then back to Leslie, to Paris, Jake Greentree. I'm going a lap down on the final corner of the race. Well, we've seen some great battles in the juniors. We've got two fantastic cadets races to come. But Open Performance is up next. We've got Open Performance out onto the circuit now. Matthew Nipperis in the 16. Dean Starling in the 4. Adrian Hogan in the 7. The 6 is Robert Hogan. The 61, Kuros Amri. Then it's the 46, Michael Peace. Then it's the 2 of Steve Martin. The 14 of Daniel Humphreys. 9 is Peter Beaton. Lee Gardner is in the 40. The 43 is Danny Jarks. Ian McPhee is in the 51. And Colin Mitchell is in the 69. Now, John McCabe in the 69. I haven't seen him out there. So it looks like John McCabe, who was supposed to start out of 13. He had a DNF in the pre-final. So perhaps those problems have continued to plague him. We're away and racing. Nipperis gets the jump off the start. Starling trying to fight back. But it's in fact Hogan. And that would be Adrian Hogan in the 7 that has got the advantage over Starling here. So the Rotax of Hogan in the Birrell Art cart ahead of the KTZ cart of Starling. Nipperis out in front. He's dominated racing throughout this weekend and seems to have been able to do it at his own pace. So he's been able to control the amount of wear on the tyres, and that will be critical coming towards the end of this Open Performance race. Now, Steve Martin making a good move up past Adrian. Martin has just got past the six of... that must be the 61 of Emery. He's further back, Peter Beaton. Danny Jarks just almost got hit by the 14 of Daniel Humphreys, who has now dropped the spot to Lee Gardner in the 40. Again, the battle between Adrian Hogan and Steve Martin continues on. In fact, it's Hogan and Emery. And Emery gets the spot. Now, side by side, Starling and Hogan going through the S's. So Robert Hogan has got himself up into third. Robert Hogan's in second. Starling is in third. Adrian Hogan's in fourth. Then it's Emery in fifth. Martin shuffled back to six. Beaton, Peace, Gardner, Jarks, Humphreys and Mitchell round out the running order. So Nipperis leading the way. You can see him up and down through the gearbox as he goes into the S's. Then he'll quickly start to shift up a couple of gears, kick it back as he goes through the kink and into the pit turn, and then pulls a couple more as he heads up the pit straight. Around the top turn, Starling trying to get busy. And Starling trying to make the move now on Robert Hogan. But Hogan, good enough to hold him back. Hogan sideways into the S's. This will give Starling a good opportunity. So Hogan in the DD2. In fact, both Hogans in DD2 Rotaxes. Trying to keep Starling at bay as the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit. Nipperis leading comfortably from Robert Hogan. Then it's back to Dean Starling, who looks up the inside of Robert Hogan. No, he can't make the move. Adrian Hogan now closes in on the back of Starling. And Adrian Hogan just can't quite make the pass. So the blue lights are flashing now as Ian McPhee is about to go a lap down. Ian McPhee moves out the way of the leader. He'll have this second place battle. Starling makes the move now. And Starling makes the move into the dip. Now Adrian Hogan all over the back of Robert Hogan as they come up onto the back of McPhee, who does a good job, keeps well out of the way of the leaders who are battling for position. As they head up the top of the circuit once again. Nipperis, Starling, Hogan, that's Robert, then Adrian. Emery, further back then to Steve Martin, Peter Beaton, Daniel Humphreys, Gardner, Jarks, Peace has dropped well back off the pace. And Mitchell is the final card on the leader's lap. As Martin in the twin, the Yass Valley Earthworks cart runs in sixth place. Heads across the start-finish line now. He's got some breathing room. Beaton and Humphreys mixing it up through the pit turn as they work their way up the pit straight. And it looks like Humphreys has got past Beaton going into those top turns. So Beaton now shuffled back behind Daniel Humphreys. Gardner will be the next cart to try and take that position from him. Nipperis well out in front in the 16 card. Then it's back to the 4 of Dean Starling, who is trying to get past the 69 of Colin Mitchell. Need the back marker of Mitchell just getting past by Starling, the two Hogans now. And Mitchell is going to pull out of this race as he gets passed by Steve Martin. I'm just holding it all blue. I'm not turning them off. As the leader heads down into the S's, Matthew Nipperis leads by 3.4 seconds. 3.4 seconds for Matthew Nipperis. Then it is Dean Starling in second. Robert Hogan in third. Adrian Hogan dropping off as now beaten, trying to make the pass on Daniel Humphreys once again. Ian McPhee just has Danny Jarks now trying to pass him. And McPhee lets Jarks through. So the leader about to put McPhee a second lap down. Ian McPhee. Leader Danny Jarks about to be passed by Matthew Nipperis. And Nipperis dives up the inside. Jarks now goes a lap down to Nipperis, who's got Starling running in second. Dean Starling. Robert Hogan runs in third place. Adrian Hogan not close. He's dropped back to about 1.4 seconds. As Nipperis coming onto the back of the 46 now of Michael Peace. So Peace in the 46 with the 16 of Nipperis closing in on him. Now that means Beaton and also Gardner, who are battling for position, are being caught by Peace. So Peace really closing in here as Beaton, Humphreys, Beaton, Gardner and Peace all nose to tail now. The leader is Matthew Nipperis. Now Peace makes the move on Gardner to grab that spot back. Nipperis gets past Gardner as well. As Peace trying to make the move, and he'll go up past Beaton. So Michael Peace using the blue flags of the leader to his advantage, and he takes a couple of spots. Well, now he moves out the way and lets through first, second, and he actually has let Beaton and Gardner go back through as Hogan now is right on his back bumper. So Hogan will look to go up the inside as another pass. Gardner getting past Beaton. Nipperis leading the way through the S's. He's going to come up onto the back of the 51 of Ian McPhee once again as the white flag is out. Nipperis leading the way here as he has dominated open performance right throughout this Canberra Cup weekend. Dean Starling trying to close down the gap on the final lap. But as the leader heads through for the final time, Matthew Nipperis sweeps open performance here in 2015. Starling comes home in second. Next home will be Robert Hogan, Adrian Hogan. Kouros Semre in the 61 will come home in fifth place. Steve Martin in sixth. And then Daniel Humphreys still trying to battle it off. In fact, I haven't seen Emery come through yet. So as Martin will jump up to fifth, sixth is Humphreys, and Emery has not come through. So Emery off the circuit with one lap to go. I'm not sure what happened there as the race leader, Matthew Nipperis, or the race winner, Matthew Nipperis, takes the victory from Dean Starling and Robert Hogan. Don't forget, the Christmas party is here at Canberra next Saturday from 4 p.m. till late. So you make sure you see Michelle before you leave here today. She's seen her all weekend on the grid. But let her know if you're coming to the Christmas party, and hopefully you'll have a great weekend. Also, the raffle tickets are on sale at the canteen for the BMX bikes, thanks to Greengrocers Cyclery. As we get set now for Cadet 12s, Josh Sargent will start on the pole. Adrian Hayek starts out of position number two. He'll actually start on the pole line because Sargent has decided to exercise his option and start on the, what I call, the more favourable line, inside of the track. Josh Haynes in the 10, Mia Bolton in the 23, Riley Watson's in the 8, Lachlan Campbell's in the 7, Zach Bates in the 24, Cooper Allen's in the 19, Finlay Allen's in the 28, and Matthew Parker's in the 78. So they're in good formation now. What the starter's looking for is the white dotted line that separates the two lanes. He's looking for the drivers not to enter into that before the light goes green. Hayek dropped the had a DNF in heat number two after he had contact when he spun his cart warming up. Now that's interesting, they've swapped back at the front. Contact there between Haynes and Bolton off the start has seen Bolton drop back down through the field. And a cart off into the dirt coming out of the pit turn, also with some shenanigans there. So our leader is Josh Sargent from Adrian Hayek. Sargent in the Tegra cart, number 74. Hayek in the 16, up the inside, and he'll make the pass. So Adrian Hayek in the CRG, Tilton Interiors, number 16, leads now lap number one from Sargent. Then it's Haynes, back then to Watson, Bolton, Campbell, Cooper Allen, followed by Bates, Finlay Allen and Parker rounds out the running order. Bates makes the move, going into the top turns now on Cooper Allen to take seventh position. So Bates, who showed a great turn of speed in the pre-final, now looking to try and close up in on the back of the seven cart of Lachlan Campbell. Race leader is Adrian Hayek from the North Shore Karting Club, based at Eastern Creek. The 16 cart leads the way from Sargent from Grenfell. Then it's Canberra's Josh Haynes in the Power Kart Raceway entry. Back then to Wagga's Riley Watson in that Four Park Australia kart. Further back to Mia Bolton from Grenfell in the Monaco kart, sponsored by Canberra Kart Shed. The performance medals, number 7 of Lachlan Campbell. Then it's the Bates Advanced Driving, 24 of Zach Bates. Then the two in-flight in ER cards of Finlay and Cooper Allen, run in 8th and 9th, and Matthew Parker in the 78, runs in 10th position. So Hayek, who, as I mentioned, had a fairly heavy coming together with Lachlan Campbell before the start of the third heat, bent the front end significantly and was unable to run in heat number 3, has managed to fight back through the pre-final, and now here in the final, everything looks like it's back in line and able to put him in a solid lead by 0.3 of a second. Fastest card on the track now is the 37.751 of Josh Sargent, who is closing back in on the 16 cart as he works through the S's. Josh Haynes not far behind with Riley Watson. Then it's back to the Bolton-Campbell battle with Bates trying to close in on the back of those two carts. Finlay Allen leading Cooper Allen, and then a gap back to Parker. Now Finlay Allen's rear crash bar on the right-hand side looks like it's a bit lower than it is on the left. I don't know if that's going to indicate a problem before the end of this race. And hopefully It doesn't cause any concern. But at the moment, Findlay Allen leading that battle. In fact, yes, I think that crash bar doesn't look like it's on the cart the way you would expect, the way it seems to be dragging on the ground. It is definitely dragging on the ground, but whether it's come loose or not, I'm not sure. It still seems to be mounted pretty solid. As the leader heads down towards the dip once again, Adrian Hayek in the 16 has got Sargent in the 74, the Tegra Cup right on his back bumper. So the Tilton Interiors CRG running in the lead for the moment as they complete lap number 7. Sargent back there in second. Then it's Haynes and Watson, nose to tail as they come through the pit turn and up the pit straight. Good battle there between those two carts. Further back still, you have Campbell ahead of Bolton, and Bates now closing in on those two carts. Finlay and Cooper Allen with Parker rounding out the field. Bates very deep under brakes into the S's now. He's closed up quite a bit that time. So Campbell and Bolton, who have been battling it out for the last, well, probably 6 or 7 laps, now is going to have a three-way battle as Zach Bates starts to close in on him. On them, I should say. Leader is still Hayek, but Sargent is definitely putting some pressure on. Bolton now trying to make a move on Campbell back there in 5th and 6th position, but not able to get enough ground on Campbell to make the pass. Bates again closes up well into the S's. Now Watson and Haynes side by side into the pit turn, and Haynes holds on for the minute. Watson looks to the inside, looks to the outside. He's just soaring on the back bumper of Josh Haynes as he looks for a way through. They're starting to get quite aggressive here in the latter part of the race. Hayek and Sargent still nose to tail. A half a cart length, the difference between the front two. Back then to Haynes and Watson. Watson with a good run through the S's once again. What can he do? Coming up the start-finish straight, they are nose to tail. In fact, the nose of Watson folding the number 10 number plate up slightly on the back of Haynes' cart. Second place Sargent looked like he was going to be able to get a really good run off the top turn that time. Just hasn't been able to close up the gap any further. Haynes and Watson through the four-pack. Ray Australia, cart number 8, really putting the pressure on Haynes. And now Bates has closed up onto the back of this Campbell-Bolton battle. And so we have a three-way battle now for 5th, 6th and 7th position. So Bates doing a good job improving every race here. His first meeting from memory off the P-plates. So it's given him a good opportunity to mix it up towards the front of the field. As the leader is still the 16 cart of Adrian Hayek. Sargent has dropped back about 5 cart lengths. The gap now half a second. Sargent and Watson, nose to tail once again. Watson looks like he might be slightly faster than Haynes. Lap times wise, though, they are almost identical. 0.02 of a second, the difference between the carts running in second, third. They're nose to tail through the dip this time. Can Watson do anything going into the S's? No, he can't. His cart length, the difference, as they head through the left-hander. Oh, Bates now right on the back of Mia Bolton going into the left-hander. So Bates is really on a charge in the 24 card. Bolton in the 23. Will she start to lose the back of the 7 card now that she knows Bates is putting the pressure on? Mia Bolton in 6th position. Currently with Bates in 7th as they head down the back straight once again. Leader Hayek and Sargent getting past the back marker of Matthew Parker. The white flag is out. 14 laps completed. What will we see here on this final lap? Hayek leads the way from Sargent. Haynes and Watson. Watson gets a wheel off into the dirt as he comes out the pit turn. Around past the back marker of Parker. Doesn't seem to have played into that battle at all. As Hayek looks like he's got Sargent covered. Haynes has got ground now on Watson. They come through. Bolton up the inside of Campbell. Bates trying to get through as well. Checkered flag, and Hayek takes the victory from Sargent. Haynes comes through ahead of Watson, and Bolton getting past Campbell on the last lap. Bates comes home next. Lap down is Parker, and then it's Finlay Allen who comes home ahead of Cooper Allen in the 19. Some great racing there from the Cadet 12s, brought to you by the Canberra Car Shed, and we thank Canberra Car Shed for all their support throughout season 2015. We conclude a big year of racing here at Canberra and this year's Canberra Cup with the Cadet Nines. As we get set now for the final race of 2015 and the final race of the Canberra Cup, it's the Cadet Nines off the pole. Is Sebastian Ruiz in the 26, Darcy Balding in the 15, then it's Tom Drain in the 59, Ryan Holborough in the 77, Brady Bryant in the 11, Reg Barry in the 20, Caelan Feeling in the 12, the 33 is Ryan Pring, the 13 is Max Assay, Riley Gray's in the 73, Matthew Hansford-Taylor in the 79, and Costa Tabaris in the 88. So looking for a start here. I don't think we'll get it. It's front. Well, we do, as Ruiz and Balding through first. We've got a spinner down there in turn number one as the leaders work their way. That's Max Assay, who in the 13 that's had the spin. Ruiz leading the way from Balding. Drain in the 59. Looks like he's in third place at the moment, putting the pressure on Balding in the 15 cart. Then it's back to the 77 of Holborough, who's behind him is the 2 of Barry. So Barry, good drive here up into fifth position. Behind him is Bryant. Then it's the 12 of Phelan. Pring in the 33. Further, 73 is Gray, then it's Hanford Taylor, Tapares, and Assay rounding out the field. So, Ruiz, at the moment, doing enough to lead the way here, but Balding is really keeping the pressure on. Ruiz protecting that inside line, in fact, going into the S's. So, on lap two, Ruiz already feeling as though he doesn't have the power he needs to be able to maintain his lead. So that'll make for a very interesting conclusion. Tom Drain in the 59, a young driver with plenty of speed. He looks up the inside of Balding now. Two Grenfell drivers running in second and third position. Balding second in heat one, a win in heat two, a second in heat three, and the pre-final. He runs second now. Drain had a fourth, second, fourth, and a third in the pre-final, and now he is all over the back of second-place runner Darcy Balding in that country charm. Yes, number 15, and he is definitely putting the pressure on. The MD Steel Fabrications, number 59, looking again to the outside of Balding as they work their way around the top turns. Ruiz using this to his advantage, and Sebastian Ruiz now through the dip, and he has got a handy buffer between himself and Balding whilst Balding is being attacked by Tom Drain in the 59 card. Great driving here in this final of Cadet Nines. Ruiz leads the way from Balding. Now Drain with a great run onto the pit straight. Could he make a move at the top of the circuit? No, Balding has him covered off. Drain runs wide off the top turns. That's going to bring into play Holborough. Ryan Holborough from Wollongong in the Scuderia PCR. Cart 77 also wants to get in amongst podium positions here. Balding, Drain looking to do a cut through on the final turn, but still just not fast enough to get up beside the 15 cart of Balding. So Balding under plenty of pressure here as they head around the top of the circuit, and this pressure working to Ruhr's advantage. Ruhr skipping away in the 26. Ruhr's construction, Tony Cart. The 15, Country Charm, Yass. Cart of Darcy Balding running in second. Drain is right on his back bumper again. Drain very quick through the tight sections of track. And Holborough just back there in fourth place, but not close enough really to challenge the second and third place battle. So as the leader heads down the back straight once again, it's still Ruiz leading Balding, Drain and Holborough. Back behind that battle is Bryant, then it's Pring, Barry, Gray, Hansford, Taylor, Taparis, Phelan and Assay. So Balding getting the hurry up from Drain now, as the nose cone of Drain was folding up the back number plate of Darcy Balding that time by, off the circuit there. That would look like it was Brady Bryant. And side by side off the top turns, Drain's trying to make the move, and I think he might have done it. So Drain around the outside, through the dip, Darcy Balding trying to get back, but the 59 of Tom Drain, this youngster from Grenfell, driving a very, very aggressive race here. And good luck to the youngster. He's up into second position now. He is just 2.9 seconds behind the race leader, Sebastian Ruiz. Now, Ryan Holborough has set the fastest lap of the race. It's a 37.729. So Ryan Holborough, running in fourth, has just done the quickest lap of the race. Ruiz, his last lap at 37.982. We'll be interested to see if Drain, who just got a bit of a touch from Balding that time, bit of a hurry up through the yeses, and Drain, well, he's definitely going to know he's in a battle here. He's not getting away from Balding at all as they run through the pit turn once again. Darcy Balding in third place. Drain in a second. His first time at Canberra, and he has adapted to this track extremely well. He opens up a gap now. He was very, very quick into the entry of the top turns. But Balding comes back at him. And by the time they get to the dip, Balding is right back on the back bumper. Couple of little taps there through the S's that time as Balding is trying to get second place back. But Drain, extremely quick in a front line, in a straight line, I should say. And he opens up the gap once again. So race leader is still Sebastian Ruiz. He's out to a 2.4 second lead over Tom Drain, who gets a little bit of breathing room at the top of the circuit. And now it's interesting. It looks like he might be lifting slightly to get into the dip, which is where Balding is keeping it flat and closing up. Another tap. And the officials will be watching. I can see the clerk of the course keeping a very close eye on this battle for second position. Ruiz leads. Drain, Balding, Holborough back there in fourth. Holborough still has the fastest lap of the race. Bryant is next with Pring, Barry, Gray, Hansford, Taylor, Phelan, Taparis and Assay. The order. So Balding now looking to make the move. He goes up the inside into the S's and Balding takes the spot back. A touch from Drain and Balding both getting in amongst it in this battle for second. Balding in the 15 cart now up into second place. Drain onto his back bumper once again immediately. working his way through the pit turn. Now, can Boulding hold off Drain? Drain's very quick around this top part of the circuit. Boulding, what did he learn those couple of laps being behind Drain about Drain speed through the different sections of the track? Will he be able to use it to his advantage? Oh, Boulding just copping a bit of a tap going into the S's that time. And now Drain's up over the top. He gets sideways and Holbrook has got into the side of the spinning Tom Drain. Drain gets it fired up and he's back away. But unfortunately, Holbrook, the innocent victim there, just not getting back up to speed. He can't get the cart fired up again. The official's just keeping an eye on him. No, unfortunately, oh, that is a real shame for Holbrook, Ryan Holbrook, in the 77 cart. That's the Scuderia PCR cart from Wollongong, who had set the fastest lap of the race. And he just got caught up in someone else's accident there. As we're on the final lap now, race leader is Sebastian Ruiz. And Ruiz coming towards the checkered flag as he heads to the dip and into the S's for the final time. Ruiz with the victory. The 26 of Sebastian Ruiz takes out the Cadet 9 final of the Canberra Cup. Darcy Balding home in second. Brady Bryant will take third place and a podium finish with Ryan Pring behind him. Barry will be back in fifth place in the two cart with Drain and across the line now with the 73 of Gray. Hansford Taylor, then it's Phelan in the 12. Costa Taparis, great drive from him. Didn't go a lap down at all in this final, with Max Assay in the 13 coming home in 11th. Unfortunately, Ryan Holbrook would just having that incident which saw him off the circuit there on lap number 13. Some great racing throughout the weekend. We'd like to thank all the great sponsors. One Agency, Canberra Kartshed, Easy Tune, Karting World, Worth Tool, Worth Australia, Revolution Race Gear, Remo Racing, Clancy Contracting, and Aussie Home Loans for their support of this year's Canberra Cup.